Amy Mann, welcome to Fresh Air. Well, you decided to put your CD Bachelor Number 2 out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been using, it's available in stores now, but it was initially, I think, only supposed to be available on the internet. Am I right about that?
It was initially offered on the internet, and I sold it at my shows,
mm-hmm.
mainly because, you know, I mean, that's very contrary to, you know, to the sort of traditional record company, protocol where you sort of, you have a release date and it's released in all formats and, you know, you come out with a big splash. But, you know, I sort of felt like it had been a long time since I had a record out. And, you know, that, I mean, this record has been done for, you know, it's basically finished about a year and a half ago. So I just wanted to get it out to my fans as soon as possible. And, you know, and anybody who was interested in searching for it on the internet or anyone who came to a show, I wanted to have that available to them. And, you know, I just thought, well, you know, I'll deal with the rest of it as it comes along.
Now, how did you use the internet and how much of your music were you offering for free and how much of it was sales only?
Well, I try to be very circumspect about that. I mean, you know, I don't think anybody's crazy about giving their music away. I think, the idea of sort of free downloads or, you know, that kind of thing is for an artist like me is especially difficult because it's harder to find my music in really traditional outlets. You know, I mean, it's, you're not going to go to Tower and see the big giant display, you know, with a big pile of records and, you know, and be constantly reminded and hear it on the radio. You know, it's not as accessible because there's not the, you know, a large record company presence behind it. So, you know, it's, I think for music like mine, I mean, the internet is sort of where you go to first and, you know, that sort of free download thing kind of really cuts into somebody, you know, cuts into the sales pretty significantly. And, you know, and since I have to finance my own record and I have to finance everything having to do with the record, it's, that can get pretty tricky. I mean, we did some limited, you know, streaming audio and download stuff, but it's kind of hard to know what, you know, if you're promoting yourself or cutting your own throat, really.
Right, when you're giving stuff away for free on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm sure you've seen this as part of Newsweek's June 5th cover story about Napster. There's an illustration headlined, How Napster Nabs Tunes, and the tune being downloaded in this illustration is your song, Save Me. The implication is that you'd become something of, like, the queen of the internet.
Well, I don't know what to think about that. I mean, I don't, you know, they wanted me to give a quote for that story, and I still don't really know what to think about it, because I think on the one hand, you know, something like Napster is helpful so people can hear the music before they buy it, but then again, if they don't have to buy it, then they can hear it before they just take it. And, you know, I think people have to understand that it's not like the kids against the suits, it's the kids against the artists, you know. I mean, look, are a couple of free downloads going to hurt Britney Spears' business? You know, probably not. But I mean, but that could be all the business that I would get, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how successful have you been on the Internet in actually selling your records or using it to promote them or, you know, make people aware of your music?
Well, we've used it. It's kind of random, really. You know, I mean, there's not like really a plan. I think that things come up and it sounds like a good idea. You know, you do some sort of, you know, chats and, you know, online chats and, you know, a couple of downloads here and there and interviews and online magazines and that kind of thing. And just, you know, and it does kind of accumulate into something. I mean, certainly having the record for sale, available for sale on the internet, was a really a great thing. I mean, that really kind of jump started stuff for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially because it's only been recently that I signed a distribution deal to get the records into stores, and you know it's in stores now, but for a long time it wasn't. So yeah, I think it's just helpful to have a place for, you know, sort of diehard fans, you know, people who really care about it to find out where you are.
Nick Hornby, who wrote the novel High Fidelity that the movie was adapted from, has an article about you in The New Yorker, and he wrote, "What have things come to when the ability to purchase a CD over the counter by one of America's sparkiest musical talents is a cause for celebration?" I mean,